My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you as always by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, or online at crunch.com. Our NFL picks coming up at the top of the hour for the season. We'll laugh at each other throughout the course of the year about how stupid we are, and we will make our big PP picks coming up at 8:15. Big game going on this weekend. It's not a very good weekend of college football. Michigan, Texas, good game. Like Nebraska, Colorado might be the second best game, but I don't even know how good of a game that is.
Tennessee, NC State?
Tennessee State, yeah, Tennessee, NC State's pretty good. Pretty good little game,
could
but NC State almost lost to Western Carolina in their first game, and Tennessee played Chattanooga, so we'll see how that one goes. An under-the-radar game for me, and we will pick it actually coming up here in a few moments, is Washington State hosting Texas Tech, a chance against a Power Four opponent for the Cougs. It is a primetime game, or primetime, but nationally televised game on Fox, 7 o'clock kick. So all these teams are playing kind of late night games.
All our local rotate teams, yeah.
What time's a Husky game this weekend? Does anybody know?
I mean, nobody. They play Eastern Michigan, so I kind of didn't care to check.
I didn't care to check either.
They should win that game.
But I know Oregon's at 7. You guys are Oregon State's at 7:30, and the Washington State game's at 7 on Fox. And they're putting Mike Leach into the Washington State Hall of Fame, and they're honoring Mike Leach, the Pirate, this weekend. We were joking earlier about what the statue should be of Leach if they put one up. Somebody said it should be a statue of a fat little girlfriend sitting under a, what does he say, a lemonade tree? Is that what the drop is in that open?
Oh, yeah.
Just a random girl under a tree? Like, what is that statue of? Oh, you wouldn't get it.
Do you put a fat little girl under a lemonade tree and a football player just looking at her lovingly?
I think so. I think that's a pretty good Mike Leach statue. But it is a good reminder. We had a text that came in just about what he meant for Washington State and what he did for that university. He said, as a Coug alum, yes, Leach deserves a statue. It's not just about the wins. He transformed the program, brought it to national recognition and respect from a time where we were a laughingstock. Now, we put up a poll question yesterday. Who do you think of first with Mike Leach, Texas Tech or Washington State? I'll give you the answers, but where is, or the results, but where's your answer?
Mine is Washington State.
Wazoo.
There's a lot of interesting things you can find on Cougar Twitter and Mike Leach stuff if you search it out. And one point is, he just seemed a little happier at Washington State. Texas Tech, I think he's younger. He's more in the, I'm going to win the Big 12. And couldn't quite get through. Came close a couple times with some of those teams. But it ended with Craig James's kid in a closet. And, you know, it just wasn't a really good ending for him. And Washington State gave him the lifeline. And my memory, even though it was a weird start at Washington State, he was good. And then it was disappointing, and then it was, and then it became good and consistent, and he built it up. I just have memories of a happy Mike Leach, more so an angry, super hyper-competitive Mike Leach that couldn't quite break through in a really tough conference. And so I go Washington State, and also we just got to talk about and see it week to week during college football.
Yeah, we had an up close look at it.
We got to interview him a few times. He was always delightful to talk to. He's got memorable press conferences with mascot fights.
Yeah.
I go Washington State, even though it was 2 years less than he was at Tech.
And the overall record better at Tech, too. But I'd have to go look. I don't know what shape the Texas Tech program was in when he took over. His first year there was in 2000. He was there for 10 seasons. He was 40 games above 500 at Texas Tech. And slightly above 500.
What year was his first year at Texas Tech?
2000 was his first year.
I'll give you an idea.
He was there from 2000 to 2009. He was fired after that 2009 season because of the Craig James kid incident.
So prior to 2000.
Yeah, what are we looking at in the late 90s?
We had Spike. Is that Sonny's dad?
Spike Dykes?
Spike Dykes.
Did you say, excuse me?
No, I'm quite literally Spike Dykes.
Okay.
Spike Dykes in the Big 12 was 6-5. 7-5.
Well.
7-5. 9-3. Spike Dykes, 9-3.
Not bad. Spike Dykes, good coach.
God, Spike Dykes was there a very long time. I just don't have a memory of those Spike Dykes teams. And then before that, it was some Jerry Moore, Rex Dockery. Okay. It's not a very good program. Largely 7-5, 9-3.
But better than, I think the larger point there would be better than the job that he took over at Washington State. Because Washington State
Leach
was.
Leach upped it from Spike Dykes.
Dude, when he upped it for sure. But he wasn't taking over a winless Washington State program or a gutter Washington, like he did when he took. He wasn't taking over a Texas Tech program that was in the gutter the way that he was when
Paul
he took
Wolf
over Washington
drove
State.
That thing
that
into
was
the
as bad
ground,
as you could possibly. It was like Jonathan Smith taking over Oregon State after Gary Anderson, and you got to totally rebuild it. And it took him 3 or 4 years. They finally got to 9 wins in 2015. Once he got it humming, he won 9 games in 15, 8 games in 16, 9 games in 17. Had the 11-2 year in 2018. And then they slipped a little bit the next year without Gardner Minshew, and they went 6-7, losing their bowl game.
Yep.
And then he ultimately left for Mississippi State. But he had a 5-year stretch there where they were humming at a very high level and one of the best stretches we've ever seen in Washington State history. I think I agree with you that Washington State's the first place that I think of.
What's the poll result so far?
It is Wazoo running away with it. Now, part of that is our audience that we're polling. 75% of people say the Cougs.
It would be interesting. Because you put this in Texas, it's probably going to be Texas.
Or just if you had a national poll question of what do you think of first.
I'd be curious on that. The national,
I think it'd be close.
Yeah, well, I think it'd definitely be close because I think you can make arguments for both. The higher success was at Texas Tech. Everybody will remember the Crabtree play.
Yes, the win over Colt McCoy in Texas.
At the buzzer. And also, like, a game day and Minshew magic and Luke Falk, I'll never forget his first start, was against my Beavs, and he torched them.
Threw it like 77 times in a game.
Pissing off Nick Alioti. Yes. How dare you throw it that many times a game?
I forgot about that.
One of the all-time weirdest things to be mad about.
How dare you throw the football so much?
Are you 81 times? Are you kidding me? What did you want him to do?
This isn't real football.
Air raid coach.
Run the ball.
He's also just a fascinating dude. What his interests were, what he talked about. His coaching philosophies, his style, almost left to Tennessee, but they backed out of that deal and then, you know, kind of weirdly just left for Mississippi State because I think he wanted to go to the SEC. It was
I mean,
always
he
kind
was
of
close on Tennessee, remember, and then the fans
That's
boycotted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah, they heard that he was going to get hired, and they're like, don't you dare, and they pulled it. So I'm really going to be happy that he's going to get his shine this weekend. I hope that they can beat Texas Tech. It's a great, perfect game to do this for.
7 o'clock, crowd should be great, weather's perfect.
Now, my buddy texted in earlier on my phone and said, statues are given for people who are dead. And I think he's probably largely right, but I would say, I think in this instance, even if Leach, well, you wouldn't give it to him because he was coaching, I guess, but even if he was alive and retired, I think he gets a statue.
I am all for statues for alive people. So
yeah,
that they can see the statue. Like, that's the whole point of the statue.
But then what if you're Ronaldo and you've put in all this plastic surgery work to look like an Adonis, and your statue is just outright ugly.
I mean, I'm not saying they get every statue right. You have the mini Allen Iverson statue. Remember that one in Philly? Isn't that one like tiny or something? So
I can never see the resemblance in the Hall of Fame busts.
No, I can't either. I have a hard time doing it.
Every time I see it, I'm like, that doesn't look like him at all.
But like, think of Griffey up in Seattle when they put that statue in and he's there and unveiling it and taking pictures. Like, that's cool. Like, you meant that much to us that you will forever be cemented in the legacy of this franchise. And I, you know, we kind of joked about it when it happened a few years ago. TCU did this with Gary Patterson. They built a statue of Gary Patterson.
And then they ended up firing him as their head coach a couple of years later. But he was so good for so long that it made sense. And I'm like, that's cool, dude. Like, honor him. He's been such a pivotal part of your program and the history of it. We saw it in Philly. He had the Doug Peterson, Nick Foles statue that was built after the Super Bowl. They're still alive. So, I'm like, Mike Leach is gone. He'll never see it if they build it. But if I were a Cougs fan, I would be A-okay with building the Pirate a statue, man. That was a fun era of Washington State football. And he brought you from the depths of despair to relevancy and notoriety and awesome, fun football to watch. Some great Pac-12 After Dark games. It'll be fun to honor him this weekend.
I think my statue ultimately is Butch T. Cougar hugging or standing next to him with his arm around Mike Leach, who's wearing the sombrero.
Yes. That's a good statue.
That's the statue I think I want that kind of shows you what this time was. It was wild. It was a party. It was a lot of fun.
What a ride.
Very memorable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.